Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Traditionally, you'd see this for wealthy homeowners of single family homes, but now we're moving more towards seeing smart technology in multifamily, and this trend is only being accelerated with the pandemic.
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with $1 million to $100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about the pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode, and for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com, or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hello, best of your listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndication. As always, I'm your host, Theo Hicks, and today we're going to be talking about ways to use technology to improve your multifamily investments. This is based off of a great blog post that one of our contributors, Vina Jetty, posted. I never hear her a few weeks ago. Our episode won't air for a couple of months, but she wrote a really good blog post on how we can use technology to improve the experience of our residents at our multifamily investments, and in turn, improve the amount of money we can generate, and in turn, the amount of money we can distribute to our investors. So obviously, the concept of the smart house isn't new. I remember way back in the day, that Disney Channel movie, I think it was called Smart House, where they had that smart house where they press a couple buttons and it made them a smoothie. We're not there yet, but we are seeing on the single family home side a lot of smart houses. And then since there's been a pretty big increase in the number of households renting, this is moving to multifamily as well. So a couple of interesting statistics to start off. There's a report in Statista that says that more than 33% of homes in the U.S. have at least one form of smart home technology. And this number is projected to grow to more than 50% by the end of 2023. So nearly double. When we look at the revenue generated, the revenue generated from smart home technology was $27.24 billion in 2019 and is projected to go up to $44.79 billion by the end of 2023. So big industry. As I mentioned, traditionally, you'd see this for wealthy homeowners of single-family homes, but now we're moving more towards seeing smart technology in multifamily, and this trend is only being accelerated with the pandemic. Other statistics that are interesting to kind of, again, bring the point home that this is a trend that's not going away is that there is a study that showed that more than 86% of millennials, who, from my understanding, are the largest population group at the moment, want smart apartments that are well equipped with high-tech gadgets. And even the boomers, the baby boomer generation, also like the smart apartments, smart homes, with 65% of baby boomers wanting smart apartments. So now that we kind of set the stage as to why it is that people want these smart home, smart apartment technologies, as well as showing that this is a trend that's not going away, we have a couple of ways you can utilize technology in your multifamily apartment. So we're going to go over four ways today. So the first would be VR and AR, which is augmented reality and virtual reality. I interviewed someone who is a VP at apartments.com. And one of the most important things that he said we need to do with our listings is basically making the listing on apartments.com so that someone can rent the home without actually having to go to that home. So that would be this VR, AR type experience where the resident can learn everything they need to know about the specific unit they're going to rent without having to leave their home. This is a trend that was occurring before the pandemic and is even more relevant today with the pandemic. So this means making sure you have those 3D tours available for your apartment listings. And what this VP at apartments.com said, and I kind of already mentioned, is that you don't just want a generic 3D rendering or VR, AR experience for any random unit. You want to make it as customizable as possible. So you want this to be the actual unit they're going to rent, or at least the same type of unit that they are going to rent. Again, more customizable, the better. From an AR perspective, it looks like there is some technology where you can go to, say, an apartment model unit, or maybe you're touring the amenities or something, and you can hold your phone up to certain areas, and it will give you information on that amenity or how much it costs to rent a carport, to rent a storage locker. So, you know, when you're walking around the apartment community, you can kind of hold your phone around like that Pokemon Go game and see information and prices of various aspects of the community. I'm sure there's companies out there that specialize in this and is understanding that these are the types of things that residents want to see And it being very competitive right now, this is a great way for your property to stand out against all the others. The second use of technology would be AI, artificial intelligence. So obviously this starts with Google Home and Alexa features, those being you offering those in your apartment, but it can get even more sophisticated than this. One example would be using AI for identity verification. Think of like an airport, right? At the airport, rather than having to slowly go through the entire line and give your driver's license and they look at your face, using AI and facial recognition to scan that person's face to increase that process. Same thing can be used, it is being used at apartments now, with facial recognition used to verify guests. So rather than waiting in line at the gate, giving over your ID, typing a code, you can just scan the face, boom, you're ready to go. Same with the service personnel, right? So them having to wait at the gate, they can go straight in. Same with coming in and out of buildings, depending on the type of apartment complex. That's just one example of how AI is being used in apartments, is that identity verification to make going in and out of properties more efficient. Number three, this one's pretty obvious, but still wanted to mention it, would be the smart spaces in general, right? So having as much smart technology as possible in the apartment unit and throughout the apartment community. This allows for more cost savings for you, better security for your residents, and then better customer satisfaction in general, expedited maintenance, turnaround, things like that. So some examples would be smart lighting, smart thermostats, like those Nests that you can hook up to your cell phone, smart lock, same thing with the cell phone or fingerprint, various security devices, smart entertainment systems, other automated systems, basically things that don't require me to actually go and manually do something, but automated on the phone or in some other form or fashion. So lots of examples of that out there. This is probably the most dominant use of technology at the moment, would be the smart spaces. And then the fourth way, this one's kind of interesting, is utilizing blockchain for your multifamily home. This is something that, according to Vina, is going to be a pretty big game changer in multifamily and real estate in the future. So this is the record-keeping technology that is applied to Bitcoin investing. And it can be used to tackle really any problems using instant and verifiable transaction recording. So once information is stored on a blockchain or a chain, then it is fully accessible and stored forever. And the accessibility is much faster compared to traditional methods. So what does this mean? Well, this will allow you to speed up the leasing process, all the various fees that are required to lease a unit, and also increase the speed at which rent payments are made. So as I mentioned, this is going to be a pretty big game changer moving forward and maybe something you want to look into now. So overall, these are just a couple of ways that technology is being used in multifamily homes. There's a lot more technology out there that is being used now, as well as more technology that is going to come in the future. So just make sure you're staying up to date on the various technologies that are coming out, even if they're not necessarily directly for multifamily. Maybe this could even be a potential business opportunity in addition to your apartment syndication. I remember at my first job out of college, in the same building we were in, was the office for, it wasn't DocuSign, but it was one of the other e-sign companies. And it was just some guy who wrote the code himself, created the company, and sold it for millions of dollars. And I can't remember exactly what he was doing at the time, but that was something that he came up with on his own and actually created a business. So once you see these various technologies out there or can think of a technology and applying it to real estate, could be very profitable is my point. But there are a lot of benefits to these technologies, as I've mentioned. A few would be that there is improved sustainability, which is not just a function of minimizing the environmental footprint of the building, but it is underlined in the significant reduction of costs associated with things like lighting, cooling, and heating. Also, you can get real-time data that can provide you and your property management companies with faster insights into what's going on at your property, which allows you to identify any issues faster and solve those problems faster, reducing waste, improving efficiency, reducing costs. There's also replacing certain manual aspects of the apartment with. Automated aspects can also reduce costs from having to replace broken light switches and things like that, as well as anything that might go wrong with that appliance that negatively impacts a tenant, and legal issues might arise from that, which is also another way you can save costs. And then finally, and what may be most important, is that these are going to make your residents happy. You've got 86% of millennials want smart gadgets. 65% of baby boomers want smart gadgets. The generations in between are probably in between those two percentages. And then Gen Z is probably even higher than 86%. So people want these things. So you're going to get the benefit of the cost savings as well as the satisfaction from your residents. So overall, just keep in mind that your residents want technology, that technology is not going away, and that it can help you reduce costs, ultimately increase your NOI, the value of the property, the cash flow to your investors. So thinking of ways to use technology to improve the experience of your residents is important, and it's going to happen eventually anyways. So why not be one of the first to get ahead of the game to separate yourself from the competition? For more details on how to use technology to improve your multifamily business, you can check out the blog post, 4 Ways to Use Technology to Improve Your Multifamily Investments, at joefairless.com. And if you have any ideas that you've seen on the horizon, or if you're utilizing smart technology at your apartment, I'd love to hear about it. So email me, theo@joefairless.com. I'm always interested in how various technologies are being used to improve really anything, but obviously we're in real estate, and so I'm interested in that as well. So theo@joefairless.com. That will conclude this episode. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you check out some of the other Syndication School episodes, as well as download a lot of the free documents we have available as well. That is at syndicationschool.com. Thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe to get a free deal pitch deck template.